Well, I don't know. We call it moonshine here, and it might be poison. I don't know what you call it.
You ever hear the term splow?
Oh, yes.
Now, what is that?
Well, that's just this old moonshine liquor. Same thing.
What's that?
Splow.
Uh-huh.
Splow and moonshine liquor, same thing.
How long have you known that word, splow?
All my life. Ever since I could remember.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's been moonshine liquor made around here ever since I could remember.
Uh-huh. And they splow. They
do use the word splow.
Uh-huh.
But it's the same thing.
Just another name for moonshine.
Moonshine whiskey, that's right.
Okay.
In other words, I guess that it's more than 100 proof. You see, they're earned up off of high.
Uh-huh.
Just takes a swallow or two to make you drunk, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's over 100 proof.
But that wouldn't necessarily be poisonous.
Well, when it gets too high, pardon me.
Yeah, but splow is just another name.
Now, that's right. There's another name. That's right.
Okay.
You know the difference between bourbon whiskey and bottled in bond?
No.
Well, bottled in bond is inspected by the government. It has to be 4 years old and 100 proof before you can sell it. And the government keeps up with it.
Uh-huh.
And the bourbon is just... They might put on the label of 8 years old, it might be a week old, don't you see?
Uh-huh.
But bottled in bond has to be 100 proof and 4 years old before it can put on the market.
I see.
You go to the liquor store to buy some liquor, get it with a green label, of course, that's bottled in bond.
Uh-huh.
That with a red looking label or whatever it is there. That's just...
I see.
It makes you drunk, all right, maybe.
The tax stamp, you mean?
Yeah, that's right.
The green one is bottled.
Green one is bottled in bond. Mm-hmm.
And if something has a good odor, you might say to someone, just...
Smells good.
Yeah. And now, something you make this with sorghum.
With what?
Sorghum.
Yeah, molasses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk about molasses being thick, would you say the molasses is thick or the molasses are thick?
The molasses is thick.
Okay. And then, did you ever use the terms long sweetening and short sweetening?
I've heard that, but I don't think I ever used it.
Or do you know what it means?
No. Do you tell me?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure.
I'd like to know.
I think the way I thought the one had to do with the...
I've heard that, but I don't think I ever knew much about it.
I thought thought on it was that the long sweetening and short sweetening there are two possibilities. One is that it could have to do with the kind of cane it's from, long caners, you know, these long caners. Mm-hmm. Short. But I think it has to do with the thickness of it.
Mm-hmm.
When it's poured, you know, the really thick stuff.
Well, you know how to make it thick, don't you? They cook it longer.
Yeah.
The other still got some of that. Juice in it. Mm-hmm. You see, it hadn't cooked all that.
Yeah, I think the long. My guess. I can't say for sure which is which, but I think it has to do with the thickness of the stuff that, you know, for molasses or syrup.
Right? You know what makes molasses sweet? They're skimmed good when they're cooking. There's a green skim comes up on them,
uh-huh.
And if that's skimmed off good, you have skimmers.
Uh-huh.
You have a thing with it holds all in the bottom.
Uh-huh.
You run it over the top or hold it up. And the juice that was all right would go back in, and then you put the skimmings over here in an old bucket, knock them off. And if you get them keep them skimmings off good, your molasses will be sweet and good.
Huh.
If they don't, they'll be
bitter.
Bitter.
Huh. Now, is that now like the molasses you buy at the store?
Yeah.
That's pretty well skimmed?
Yeah, I guess it is. I guess they could put it on the market, that's pretty well.
And then if something isn't artificial, you might say it's not this isn't artificial leather, this is gin.
Genuine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if sugar is sold, talk about things in a store, sugar and other things. Sometimes you talk about it being sold in packages, or sometimes you talk about being sold
in bags or pokes.
What I meant is if you use the expression sold loose or sold in bulk.
Well, we used to buy sugar loose, you know. You don't no more.
You wouldn't use the expression bulk or bulk, though.
No.
It's loose.
Loose, yeah. We used to buy coffee that way.
Use the expression bulk or bulk for anything?
No, I have, I guess, but not related to that.
Okay.